Bradford Place Sunday afternoon. Investigators tell us that the two were dating and that an argument led up to the stabbing. And Tallahassee city leaders are trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for their fight against blight. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We don't work in the comfort of the indoors. We spend our days outside, up against the elements, working in the rain, trudging through fields. We depend on our commitment and confidence. We wear Timberland Pro work boots, built for working outdoors, with durable waterproof leather, electrical hazard protection, insulation features, and safety toes. We're outdoorsmen, and always will be. Timberland Pro at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
An urgent new e-cigarette warning out with 450 people getting sick from vaping in 33 states. The American Medical Association is urging people to stop using e-cigarettes.
Felicity Huffman says in her desperation to be a good mother that she talked herself into believing that cheating was the best way to get her daughter into college.
A terrifying mosquito-borne illness has claimed two more victims. Known as Eastern Equine Encephalitis, Triple E is transmitted by a single bite.
Trump cabinet official denying a report out that he threatened the jobs of weather agency employees for knocking down President Trump's assertion that the hurricane would strike Alabama.
Study that was done through Cornell University that said a shortage of economically attractive men, that may be one of the reasons why marriage is on the decline.
Freedom from a sweltering capsized cargo ship and obvious relief after a dramatic rescue. The freed shipmates from the Golden Ray appearing soaked from head to toe.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known.
Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanata and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
93 degrees outside. Stock market is down 24 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. I'm sorry, down 16 points. Joey Hart.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm personally doing all right. Just got some tragic family news.
What?
My grandmother on my dad's side has passed away about an hour ago.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Joey.
Yeah, me too. We knew this day was coming, but still sad.
Yeah, it really is. It's
very tragic.
One of those road marks in life, my friend. One of those road marks in life. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. Audience, say a little prayer for Joey here. That the sorrow not set in.
Well, and folks might have known her by the name Helen Clayton, and I'll let folks know when I have information about a service or whatnot. But Helen Clayton was my grandmother, my dad's mother.
Oh, wow. So. I'm really sorry to hear that. 272-9228. First time callers, and he said, well, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then, if you are a first-time caller, we'll put your name in twice for that. We'll do that drawing on Friday. Sweet Creek Farm Market, great place, particularly during fall, which I know it didn't feel like fall, but they're going to have the mums are going to come in. They have the pumpkins. They've got the harvest features that you can put outside your house, the bales of hay, all that will be coming in fairly soon. So go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great weekend to win the basket. 272-9228, that's where we are. You know, when I woke up this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, it was 82 degrees outside. 82 at 3 o'clock in the morning. Again, that's twice in a row. That's amazing. That is hot. John Bolton is no longer with the White House. He was in dispute with Donald Trump, didn't like some of the things he said, and he wouldn't go along with what Donald Trump wanted, and so he fired him. And for those who are big hawks, John Bolton's first glance of everything is war, and not necessarily the best way to go, but he and John Bolton, Trump and Bolton were in disagreement, and guess who won that fight? Donald Trump.
Right.
Presidente.
The mustache is gone.
The mustache is gone.
I'm sure he'll show up on TV somewhere, though.
Well, if he's smart, he'll keep his trap shut.
Yeah.
If he tries to parlay this into some money or something, I don't think it's going to work out very well for him. It'd be interesting to see who they come up with out here.
It would be. I mean, that pick was always weird to me because it seemed like Bolton was usually... I mean, not necessarily the nationalism, America first stuff, but Bolton seemed to be too hawkish for Trump's instincts, but maybe that's what he wanted. Somebody that was a little bit more of a bulldog, bad cop he could put on the beat of geopolitics, and then he could pull him back when he needed to.
Well, Trump doesn't just get people that agree with him around him, and that's a... By listening to Joe Scarborough, you'd never believe that, but... He actually gets people to have counter-descending opinions, so he can feel like he can get the best opinion out of things, and he likes to pit people against each other.
Mm-hmm. That's very much actually, Bill Clinton had a cabinet very much like that, the team of rivals idea. I think it's good for any president to have that. You need all the different voices in the room.
Well, he's got some different voices in the room for sure.
Yeah.
But that only happened about maybe 20 minutes ago. Heard it on the way here, or heard it on the way to my office out here. Let's do news shorty here. North Korea launches projectiles. We're not calling them rockets. We're calling them projectiles. Hours after the offer to resume talks with the U.S.
North Korea reportedly launched two more projectiles into the sea. South Korea's military says the unidentified objects traveled about 200 miles and splashed down in the water off the country's east coast. These are North Korea's eighth round of launches since late July. Just hours earlier, Pyongyang offered to resume nuclear negotiations with the U.S., but demanded new proposals from Washington. The White House said it's monitoring the situation and consulting with regional allies.
Projectile sounds a lot less menacing than rockets.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, could be a slingshot for all we know.
Yeah, that's a euphemism if I've ever heard one. You're right, it's not exactly like somebody shot a BB gun in the air. Like, give me a break.
There was one thing that, and if you go to Newsbar number one, there's a Today Show story that this has got some real interesting features to it. It's talking about the CIA. Somebody leaked out something with CIA. Did I give you a Molly Hemingway cut?
Yes, one.
Okay, good. But it's stop and go, yeah.
Yep. Today's show from today.
There you go, big guy. Since he gets this loaded up, this is was on the Today Show today.
Tell NBC News that the former senior Russian official and possible spy for the CIA is living in the Washington area under U.S. protection. NBC News is withholding the man's name and other key details at the request of U.S. officials who say reporting the information could endanger his life.
If you spy long enough and take enough risks for the CIA as a Russian official, the chance of discovery increases, and they decided to bring him out.
NBC News correspondent Ken Delanian went to the man's home on Monday. He wasn't there. But 5 minutes later, two young men in an SUV came racing up the street and asked what Delanian was doing there.
It was pretty clear they were U.S. government agents, alarmed by the idea that a random stranger was approaching this person's house.
All this comes after a CNN report that the CIA spirited one of its top spies out of Russia after the U.S. became concerned he was in danger of being discovered. The New York Times reports that he was instrumental to the CIA's conclusion that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the campaign to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. NBC News has not confirmed that the Russian gave the CIA information about the election, but he does fit the profile of someone who may have had access to information about Putin's activities and would have been recruitable by American intelligence officials.
This is not a secret to the Russians. They knew that this person was a spy and had been exfiltrated.
This morning, a Kremlin spokesman says the man did, in fact, work for the Russian government, but says he was not a senior official and that he was fired a few years ago. The spokesman says the American news reports are, quote, pulp fiction. Craig?
Hey, so Pete, what happens to the guy now? I mean, are officials worried about his safety now that Russia and the public know that he's in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, indeed. Current and former U.S. intelligence officials say this guy does remain in danger, given what happened to other former Russian intelligence figures. Recall that last year, Sergei Skripal, who spied for the British, was poisoned in London in a nerve agent attack that the U.K. says was ordered by the Russians.
Okay. So when you look at the timestamp on that, and I went and checked it because I taped the Today Show, the CIA had already come out with a rebuttal saying that this just totally is not true. And they didn't mention that. They also didn't mention that the New York Times said that they found fault with the story. So let's start with Kevin Cork about the CNN CIA story. This was at 7 a.m. this morning.
The CIA is slamming a report by CNN claiming President Trump could have jeopardized a Russian informant's safety.
Yeah, huge story here. The CIA calling it, quote, misguided and inaccurate. Pretty damning response there.
Kevin Cork is live at the White House. Kevin, it all has to do with why the CIA called back into the United States a spy.
You're right on the money. And this report out of CNN, by the way, was fronted and sourced by Jim Sciutto. You probably have seen him on the air. He is a former Obama administration official and a frequent critic of President Trump. Now, the CNN report claimed that the CIA removed a top spy from Russia over fear that they could be compromised by President Trump, that the U.S. intelligence community didn't feel like it could fully trust the commander-in-chief to keep spies safe. A disturbing revelation certainly was the suggestion, but the CIA's director of public affairs pushed back hard, calling it misguided speculation that the president's handling of our nation's most sensitive intelligence, which he has access to each and every day, drove an alleged exfiltration operation is inaccurate. Now, you also mentioned the New York Times. They're also talking about this. Former intelligence officials said there was no public evidence that Mr. Trump directly endangered the source, and other current American officials insisted that media scrutiny of the agency's sources alone was the impetus for the extraction. Now, I want to make it simple for the people who don't live in the Beltway of Washington. The suggestion that the president may have perhaps compromised the identity and or sources and methods is not a new charge by some on the left. What is new here is you have the New York Times saying it's probably not true, certainly taking aim at that report by CNN, as I'm certain the president and the White House will do as well.
So, Kevin, just to recap, what CNN said was this particular spy was asked to leave the country, Russia, come to the United States, because the worry was that Donald Trump could expose him as a spy. And then the New York Times says the reason this guy was called back, and it was before he actually was sworn in as president, was because this guy apparently provided some really good intel about Russian meddling in our election.
You're right on the money. And also keep this in mind, when you read that piece in the New York Times I'm speaking of, understand that they do a great deal of digging on the suggestion by CNN. I thought it was a revealing piece, and I think a lot of people will find it interesting. If you have a couple minutes today, give it a look.
They had a whole day just to beat up on the president about a story that maybe not have been true at all.
Okay, so they pulled the guy back in 2016. So who was president in 2016? Wait on it.
Barack Obama.
Yeah, there you go. The guy who did this story is a former Obama person. And you're going to hear Molly Hemingway say something when we get down to her interview that I think is spot on. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, best bumper music in town.
You only live twice, or so it seems. And one for your dream.
It's always puts a smile on my brother's face when he hears this. This is from Russia with Love. Okay, let's go to Molly Hemingway of the Federalist. She's going to be talking about this. It's going to be stop and go, three sections here. But she brings up some very interesting things.
Were you impressed with the CNN story by Jim Sciutto yesterday that apparently they pulled a spy, somebody who is spying for the United States in Russia. They pulled them from Russia because they were worried that Donald Trump could expose him as a spy. Were you impressed with that?
It's only impressive in that it is once again an incorrect story from CNN. Jim Sciutto was an Obama operative who had a lot to do with the Russia collusion stories that have since been debunked, and yesterday's was no exception. But what's interesting about it is that it was part of a trio of stories based on leaks from intelligence officials that seemed to be preparing to out someone. And so even though the story that they're telling is not correct, there is an interesting story here. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, except that apparently this person was involved in sharing information about Russia collusion or Russia or something Russia related.
Okay.
But it's not good that you have intelligence officials just leaking like sieves about something that normally they try and tell us they attempt to pretend.
Okay, so this guy has been linked to the Russian collusion narrative.
See, my mind goes that because we're saying that, we know that because of the press, I'm thinking maybe the information he shared didn't necessarily, the real juicy stuff didn't have to do with collusion. I'm not saying he didn't share information on how Russia interfered in the election, but it makes me think all sorts of things that go on in Russia that he could have been given the legit goods on, like the, what was it, there was a nuclear accident recently or something like that, and Russia was trying to cover it up. There's all sorts of things.
Well, Manchin's going to weigh in on this in a little bit, but so this guy was someone who's supposed to be involved in the collusion to get information. Well, why didn't any of that information get to Mueller? I ask. So there seems to be a big gap here. In other words, was the information just being talked about and there really wasn't any information? Because I know Mueller and Weissman and all those people would have gone running over to anybody who said, yeah, we had somebody that was giving us information on this and this is what they had.
My bet is if he was informing on how the Russians were interfering in the election.
In general,
not anything that would point to any sort of collusion with Trump or any other.
Because CNN kind of suggested to help Trump.
Right, oh, of course they did.
Let's continue on with Molly Hemingway. This is what she kind of says, what I think is important here.
No, very interesting. In fact, here is a little bit, 16 seconds of Jim Sciutto breaking a story that didn't happen.
A person directly involved in the discussion said that the removal of the Russian was driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence, which could then contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy.
Yeah, the CIA then responded.
Put out a pretty damning statement from the CIA Director of Public Affairs, Brittany Bramall, to CNN, saying CNN's narrative that the Central Intelligence Agency makes life or death decisions based on anything other than objective analysis and sound collection is simply false. Misguided speculation that the president's handling of our nation's most sensitive intelligence, which he has access to each and every day, drove an alleged exfiltration operation is inaccurate. So, Molly.
Okay. So the first voice you heard was Jim Sciutto, the guy who actually came up with the story.
Mm-hmm.
That was him talking in the story. He knew that he came back in 2016. He knew the answer to that. But he implied that it was done because thought Trump was going to out him. Well, he was already here. Months and months and months before.
That's just, it's amazing to see the rest of the press not too friendly to the president immediately jumping on and going, no, very wrong.
Yeah, New York Times in particular.
Right.
Let's continue on then.
Inaccurate. So, Molly, pretty damning response there. What do you make of that?
It is damning, but again, you know, and it's really damning in the sense that this exfiltration was first offered in 2016 before Donald Trump was president.
Right.
This has nothing to do with Trump. So why was someone trying to make it sound like it had something to do with Trump?
Right.
I think it's because you have people who were not careful with the source. The New York Times reports that it had nothing to do with the president, but media inquiries. Well, how did the media know about this person?
Yeah.
I think there are two likely scenarios. One is inside the government. You had Obama's intel chiefs running this Russia operation. You also had people outside the government, such as Fusion GPS, which was claiming that it had sources highly placed in the Russian government. We know that these people were talking to the media to set forth this Russia collusion narrative. So was it someone inside the government, the Obama government, or someone outside the government? Perhaps both. Perhaps they're both trying to point fingers, and they might be trying to distract people by mentioning Trump, when really it might be an indication that you have inquiries going on, whether that's the Inspector General or the Durham inquiry, that are starting to expose some shenanigans or misbehavior by intelligence chiefs or those people outside the government who put forth this false and dangerous Russia collusion narrative.
Okay, let me go back to Mueller. So somebody, if this was true, and somebody was talking to Mueller's team, they would have said, hey, yeah, there was this guy who was a spy that was within the government, and he knows about all this stuff. You ought to go talk to him. But nobody did that because maybe he really doesn't have anything to say.
As far as collusion.
Collusion is concerned.
Right.
Or he's going to have something to say, but it's not in the narrative of the way the Democrats want it. It wasn't that Kremlin was helping, as he implied, Trump. Is that they were just interfering with the election, which is not the narrative that they want. We've got more right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
His dream is for you, so pay the price. Make one dream come true, you only live twice.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. John Bolton is out as White House National Security Advisor. President Trump announcing on Twitter that he told Bolton last night his services were no longer needed and that he strongly disagreed with many of Bolton's suggestions. Well, Bolton on Twitter's just responded, "I offered to resign last night," and President Trump said, "Let's talk about it tomorrow." He'd been the president's National Security Advisor since April of last year. The president says he'll announce a replacement next week. Democrats will try again to stop President Trump from spending military construction money on border wall construction.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to force a vote to stop President Trump's emergency declaration.
We all must consider the dangerous precedent this would set.
A similar measure did pass earlier this year with a dozen Senate Republicans supporting it, but not enough to override President Trump's veto.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late summer extreme heat continues. Today, very hot again, with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index, I think, will be near or above the 105 danger level. There will be some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around, but not many. Low tonight down to about 73. Then tomorrow and Thursday, still hot. Mid to upper 90s for highs, rain chances generally under 20%, and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From Russia.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I've traveled the world. I've seen places.
His early series of James Bond were just outstanding.
They really were. Smile for a moment, but oh,
there are these lines within that. I can go to my brother and I can say, "Do you have a match?" And he would say, "Still, I have a lighter." I would go, "Better still." That was a password and code word and for much of love.
Would not let my love.
Okay, let's continue on with Molly Hemingway here talking about the CIA issue.
So this goes to, you know, those suggestions of the deep state. Are you talking about somebody inside the intel community, essentially, who's got, you know, has the ear of these reporters, who's just trying to make Donald Trump look bad, lose the election, and whoever their person is going to win?
That's what the story of the Russia collusion hoax has been all along, putting forth two reporters who were too compliant or too willing to listen or not think critically, an allegation of treasonous collusion with Russia. This gripped the nation for 2 to 3 mm-hmm. years, sidelined the government, and of course it was always sourced to anonymous Obama officials or people inside the government, you know, bureaucrats okay. currently or previously, and this was something that people are starting finally to look into with the Inspector General in Durham, and I hope that this flurry of leaks that you're seeing is right. an attempt by these people to get out ahead of a story before information comes out that looks pretty bad sense. For them.
Right. And you got to know that the Russians have a way of following you once you leave their country. So his security, this person is got to really worry about their security, especially when stories like this come out.
It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous and so irresponsible. And I hope that the people who are leaking about this individual and the media who are just running wild with these leaks think a little bit about how this affects people's security.
She brings up a good point. And we saw this well before the IG, the first IG report. All of a sudden, there were these leaks that started happening that were trying to throw you off. And notice that we have a leak that's right possibly on the eve of another report coming out about FISA. So this is, and again, the thing that's the most telling to me is that nowhere did Mueller come anywhere close to this subject. You read the Mueller report, it doesn't even mention this. Didn't talk about any assets that are there.
It's almost like Mueller took the basics, not the basic structure of Crossfire Hurricane, and kind of just went, I'm not going to look into that anymore. I accept what y'all found already.
Right.
And I'm not even going to really delve into it. Like, when he was asked about that stuff, he couldn't answer.
Well, the fact that he didn't know about Fusion GPS,
right?
That told me a ton. It told me that what they're doing is the mushroom effect on him and keeping him out of the dark and piling a lot of you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about this. She did a report that was about an hour and 15 minutes ago.
An extraordinary tale claiming the CIA pulled a high-level asset out of Moscow over a claim President Trump mishandled classified information.
Here's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's reaction to all of it last hour.
We depend on the intel we get. And now, having a situation to where that could be compromised and we're not getting the intel that's needed to keep a Russian at bay, to keep our elections open and free, is very concerning to me.
Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
So since the story broke last night, what I've learned through my reporting as well as my 2 decades of covering the intelligence community is that when the CIA makes the decision to exfiltrate or pull out an asset, this is a very deliberative process and it's based on multiple factors. So a series of events and information, not a single episode or incident. And the reason that is that once the CIA pulls out an asset, that asset is burned. But more specifically, once the asset is pulled, it creates risk for their networks of contacts who remain inside that country, in this case, Russia, because they're under additional scrutiny and jeopardy. The CIA took the very unusual step last night of issuing a public statement in response to the CNN report. It reads in part, quote, misguided speculation that the president's handling of our nation's most sensitive intelligence, which he has access to each and every day, drove an alleged exfiltration operation is inaccurate. What I've learned since that statement was released last night is that the decision to pull out an asset was based on intelligence that was made public, that was necessary to make public as a result of the ICA. That was the intelligence community assessment on Russian election interference. And that what followed after that widespread media reporting that one of the key sources for the ICA was extremely close to Vladimir Putin.
You remember the ICA report, which was 3 intel agencies mm-hmm. that turned into 17 when you talk to a liberal media person saying that they had messed around with our election and said the NSA was a little uncertain about it. I think we're going to hear about this guy again. I think this is going to come back around full loop. And that's what they'll do. They'll try to remember they're in the disinformation business. And so what they're going to try to do is get disinformation out so you're thinking one thing when it's really another thing. That's what the intel community is into, disinformation. Don't go to the Catherine Herridge report on Michael Flynn. We'll come back to that. Go to the Senator Manchin on the CIA story.
What's the truth behind the CIA story? What do we need to understand?
First of all, it should not be in the press. That person's identity and basically their safety is foremost, utmost important to all of us. But we have 17 intelligence agencies. I was on Intel Committee, and they're unbelievable in their dedication and commitment to this great country of ours, keeping us safe and free. With that, we depend on the intel we get. And now, having a situation to where that could be compromised and we're not getting the intel that's needed to keep a Russian at bay, to keep our elections open and free, is very concerning to me.
If this all unfolded in late 2016, what was the Obama team doing about it? I mean, if they knew that their informant in Russia had information that Putin was trying to meddle in the election of that year, and then they pull him out of Russia to protect him and his life, for his own safety. What was that administration doing to keep the elections
secure? Only thing I can say about the Obama administration at the end there, if they had information and they knew that all 17 intelligence agencies were basically concurring that Russia was involved and they had that information because of the person we had that was helping, and there was no dispute, they should have acted and acted quick and basically come out publicly with what was going on and not wait until afterwards. That was a mistake that was made, a horrible mistake, and we're paying that price right now. And it makes consternation with the entire intelligence agencies, the most dedicated human beings I've ever met that are committed to our well-being and safety. But it's a horrible situation, and to play it out into the press of the people that are making sacrifices to keep us safe, Bill's not right.
Now, if you were to listen to Morning Joe today, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to cut this. He's very difficult to cut because you have to download the whole thing and then segment it out. Joe Scarborough says, yes, this proves that Donald Trump was an asset to what was a Russian asset.
Where the hell did he get that from?
This is where they get any of this stuff from. I mean, and, you know, the timestamp on this was 7:03 Eastern Time when the CIA came out with their statement that Kevin Cork report was actually the second report, more definitive than the first one. And this is just amazing to me, absolutely amazing, that and this just tells me that the Durham or somebody's getting close in here.
Right.
And is this person who was the inside CIA person, is their name someone we've heard before in any of these things?
Well, and also, whoever did this and told this former Obama activist, run with this story, you can use me as an unnamed source, blah, 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 they're incredibly stupid.
Or maybe he is the source.
Yeah, maybe he is, but whoever decided, oh, this is a genius idea, the way CNN spun the story, it's just really dumb. Because, I mean, the New York Times jumped on this, the CIA, everybody jumped and went, well, what are you doing? That's
incorrect.
Yeah, this
is 2016.
And only the, you know, partisan haters are going, like Scarborough, are going to run with it. And, you know, you're preaching to the choir at that
point. Well, remember the guy that leaked the story, did the story for CNN, is the guy who was doing within the NSA or within the National Security Advisors Group within the White House who worked on this collusion stuff.
Right. Well, and based on the Russian response where they called this reporting pulp fiction, I think the Russians have known about this for at least 3 years. It's funny to me how much these certain governments like China, whether it's China or Russia or the United States itself, how much the government really knows before it ever gets out in the press. And this is what he was brought home in 2016.
Right. So they've known it for 3 years.
They've known about this for a while. All the governments involved.
It'll be interesting to see if this guy's a name that we've heard from, say, Papadopoulos or Carter Page or some of that.
That would be very interesting. And I think the timing is right, trying to get in front of a story, as Molly Hemingway suggested. They're trying to spin this to collusion narrative, which is completely debunked at this point.
Well, and what they're trying to do is, they're in the disinformation business, so they're trying to get you to look somewhere else when it isn't the collusion. It's not Russia. It was the Obama administration and high-ups within the Obama DOJ network. And they're trying to get you to look the other way.
Right.
Oh, no, it's Russia. It was a CIA asset, had to bring him in from out of the cold because Trump was going to out him. Why would Trump out him? Oh, because he wants to get him back for the collusion stuff they did, which was he didn't give any information. And the key is, Manchin is absolutely right, if they knew about all this and then didn't do anything, then they And remember, the thinking is they didn't want to do anything because they didn't want to look like they were tampering with the election. You know why? Because they were tampering with the election.
Well, and also this whole interference narrative, it's clear the Russians interfered, but the most of what they did was essentially old-school propaganda disinformation campaigns, wedge campaigns that they've been doing for years. I mean, if Russia had hacked machines, these sorts of things, that's a really big deal, but I don't see any evidence of that. I just find this fascinating that this has been the story since Trump was elected.
Unbelievable. News on 93.1. We have more right after this.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
I've seen places, faces, and smile for a moment.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, smooth ride, spacious cabin, impressive technology, and plenty of storage. That's the new 2019 Ram truck at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I'm Dick Brubaker, and this month only during Ram Power Days, you can save over $10,000 on select new 2019 Ram trucks and make no payment for 90 days. Over $10,000 in savings and no payments for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Equipped with the nicest interior of any American vehicle today, the new 2019 Ram 1500 works great as a luxury vehicle or as a work truck. It has more towing capacity, more rear seat space, and luxury comfort. Ram Power Days brings savings over $10,000 and no payment for 90 days at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Grow Financial with approved credit. Stock number R9154. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, welcome aboard. I'm glad to be on this ride with you.
How you doing?
With love from Vida, baby. I know last night Joey told me to start sending stuff, but like if you go back as far as Operation Mockingbird, you look into that, which was started by Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan. If you go there and then study the Operation Mockingbird, then read Endless Chain and the Media Monopoly, you'll know how it was all set up and how it worked. Actually, how people it started as the OSS, but then morphed into CIA. They actually have people who own the newspapers that at one time that also was an executive, was an executive newspaper, but worked for the CIA, and they was called like what they call Interlock. And a study by Peter Drury from 1979 explained all that, and Steven Weinberg, and two jokers know about. They called Interlock. They talked about how many people own businesses, but also work for the CIA, and really they was with the CIA and was gave to businesses to go push propaganda. It ain't nothing but a big propaganda machine, and it really come to a life in Ledlow, Colorado, when they shot them folks up. You know, our military shot them up, you know, because they were protesting the unsafe work environment. And so, just not that far back, jump back just to the war. When you remember when they tore down the statue and they had all the people around the bottom of Saddam Hussein's statue and they were beating it and chopping on it. Then people were flew in by the Rendon group, which is owned by, which John Rendon runs that. He designed that story. He trained, I don't know where they flew from, but they were landed and they were propped up there to cover up it goes a long way. It goes into Jesse Lynch stuff, but he designed that to put on TV. It was scripted from day one, and that's come from the Rendon group. We are just Russia, but we think we own our own lives. We don't know that we don't. You know what I mean? I'm getting so damn frustrated finding more, you know, that we really don't have no control, Dan. And we think we do. I mean, we think we make our own moves, but are we really? Because we're listening to what they're giving us, and we're going off of what we've been told. And this don't work that way. You can't go off what they tell you and then know the truth. I'm not figuring that out. And it's because of y'all that I'm this far along, and I thank you for everything. It's going to change my grandkids' life. I promise you. And, I mean, it's so, so disheartening when you read when you see Operation Mockingbird and the Men in Black and Endless Chain. It's going to break your heart, man.
Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Yeah. Let's go to Rodney. Who died? Hey, Rodney, what a game last night.
Who that?
Man.
Who that said they're going to beat them things? Yeah, it was a
58-yard field goal in the last 3 seconds.
That was dramatic.
That was incredible.
I tell you what.
And I mean, it wasn't like a chip shot. It's like it was 58-plus yards.
Yeah.
Great game.
Whenever the Saints load up and head to anywhere in Texas, even Dallas, or down there to the Dirty Birds and Falcons, you know it's going to be good in most cases. Very rarely are those rivals are going to be just blum games. It was a great one. Yeah, guys, it really was. Let's talk about all this, guys. And look, everybody's out there getting charged up and everything. Yeah, CIA, this, that, and the other. You know, CIA got to do certain things. We need those guys. Don't freak out too much, guys. You know what I mean? We still got control of our lives. You know how I know? Because God's got control of mine, so I know he's got control of everybody.
There you go.
CIA, if they ever think they ever bigger than God, things like this happen when they think that. Hey, maybe that's why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. Everybody talk about Russia and this and that. And everything. None of that holds water, Dan. Look, see it through the eyes of Barr, and you're going to understand this. All right? Everybody knows that Russia gets involved in all kind of stuff. We know all kind of countries get involved in stuff. I'm going to whisper this one country and see if anybody knows the country I'm talking about, because they get involved in it also sometimes. The United States of America. So if all of these states and countries, get involved in this kind of stuff, none of that holds water. Obama did it in Israel, if everybody remembers, during his administration. So That doesn't hold water. What holds water was what these guys in our country in the leadership positions did. Guys, listen to Trump. Listen to Trump good. You remember Trump, Dan, when Trump said that they spied on him and everybody said that they didn't? Trump didn't know what he was talking about?
Right.
Did they spy on Trump?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I remember Trump saying something about treason. So, guys, I'm not going to leave it right there. So, I still think, Dan, like you say, and I think that there's a lot more going on right now than anybody can really imagine. Have faith in our country and our system. It works. And right now we have a leader who is not only keeping it working the way it's supposed to work, but is determined to find out everything that happened with this and make sure that it doesn't happen again. That's exactly what our president said. Focus on treason and focus on the bunch of idiots who tried to pull this off. And it doesn't really matter what division they're from, the CIA, the FBI, or whatever, wherever, if there was private citizens involved. Our system will take care of them. I got all the confidence in the world in the system, as long as you got a president and an administration that runs our country to our Constitution and our laws. Right now, we have that America, so I feel good about everything. Dan, how about y'all?
Yeah, I wish some of the shoes were dropped, though.
Yeah, you know, a long time ago, I had that attitude. And I also had the attitude that if things continue to happen, I never see any kind of seriousness happen back. But this time, Dan, I think it's really, really different. I think that a lot of people don't realize that, you know, some of the stuff we might not know. And so I'm just going to leave it at that. Let the judiciary and whoever else investigate all of this and get to the bottom of it. And I look forward to seeing the results, because they're all going to report all of this to the American people sooner or later. I'm absolutely sure of that. So,
Ronnie, I want to thank you for a telephone call, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Good job on the Saints. I want to give a shout-out to new listener Andy, who tuning into their show and doing on the Internet and through a smartphone. You can do that by going to danmarshow.com, ordering, getting the Dan Mars Show app, or the newstalk931.com. Is that right?
Yes. Just search Newstalk WACV. It should come right up in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store.
Andy, thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Clint, coming back to you. Dan Mars Show right after this.
The Dan Mars Show.